Congratulations on ruining your season, by the way. Actually giving up a couple of runs. What, are you trying to make Tyone feel good?
it was a tough fought game. It was a good learning game yesterday. Just capitalizing on shutdown innings when we needed to, and it was good. I felt mentally exhausted after yesterday. The line wasn't as as sexy as other lines, but it was, it was a hard fought win for the team, and it was a good back and forth game, and I was glad that we were able to capitalize on it at the end.
Yeah, actually, before I get to the fun stuff, how important is it to, because the way a couple of other games went sideways earlier, to win a game like that, how important is that this early?
It just showed the fight on our for our team, and it showed the fight that when our starting pitcher or our relievers don't have their best stuff that day, the offense is able to pick us back up, and it was good to see that. It was good to see the fight from the boys, and I hope we can carry that over today and finish the sweep.
Okay, my Musgrove question is this. I was mesmerized the other day watching batting practice, and he was playing shortstop, and he was actually playing shortstop.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't, I've seen other guys, you get out there, you kind of wave at the ball,
right.
And maybe, but he looks like he can actually play. If worse came to worse, could you envision a situation where you could throw him out there at like short or third base?
If worse came to worst?
Well, like Molina at third base for the Cardinals.
Yeah, but that's not worst of the worst. I mean, they had other options. I've got him playing outfield before we plug him into the infield.
Dude, what about Brault? Brault would be he could do that left. They could do like that left right thing at the end of a game, right?
Well, they could. Would they? Probably not. But they could. The potential's there.
Okay, musically, I've heard about the Chopin. Listening, and did I pronounce that correctly?
Yeah, you did. I didn't. Chopin. I didn't know.
Chopin.
Yeah, because that's what it looks like phonetically. That's what it looks
Chopin.
Like. Chopin.
Well, that's
like
how Pittsburghers would say.
Well. Yeah, I don't know if he's French or German or whatnot, but it looked like Chopin because the CH sound is a ch and OPIN is Oppin.
Chopin.
Chopin.
See, I took 4 years of French in high school.
I probably took
Spanish.
I didn't. I took Spanish.
Right. Well, you should. I mean, you grew up in San Diego.
Now you're profiling me.
I am. I'm stereotyping a San Diegan taking Spanish. Just like I grew up, 2.5 hours from the Canadian border, from Quebec. So that's why we did it. But is that what you listen to? Do you actually listen to that on the way to the ballpark? Is it just that, or do you mix it up, or how does that go?
Yeah, no, I actually listen to it. I listen to it in the mornings, especially during spring training, just to get the day started and to get the brainwaves firing. I listen to an eclectic taste of music, and for me, in the morning, you can't listen to other music. You can't listen to heavier stuff. So I really enjoy it. I don't have a musical ear for it where like, oh wow, that style is a lot better than this style, or like I really hear the 14th century Renaissance in his style. I don't hear that, but I do enjoy good classical music, and I'm gonna try and go to as many like orchestra, I don't even know what to call them, concerts as possible.
You might not get made at a concert. That crowd may not recognize Trevor Williams, the Pirates pitcher. But if you showed up, you get your tattoo, short sleeve shirt, and they saw you at a classical music event like the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra or something like that, do you think people go like, "What the heck is this guy doing here?" Or am I profiling?
You're profiling again. No, I shouldn't be recognized because I'm not recognizable. My tattoos are, which is why I wear long sleeves a lot, because it's not fair to my family. I look like a degenerate with all these tattoos.
Is that a grandmother thing?
Yeah, my grandma hates them.
Yeah.
But no, I shouldn't be recognized anywhere I go. I'm very surprised when people do recognize me.
Oh, come on. You got to be kidding me. I mean, the second half that you had last year and the start you're off to now, you can kind of like go under the radar?
No, I just don't think I'm recognizable. I don't think I am.
Well, who is? Like Tyone? Like Tyone goes around, gets that coffee at all different places. Everybody knows who he is?
I mean, Tyone, Archer's pretty easy to recognize. Josh, the same way. Because they're big-looking athletes. Cervelli, I'm sure, gets recognized. I guess if you stay local towards downtown, like those guys live closer to downtown. I live all the way up in the North Hills, so that's it's kind of a little out of range to be recognized. Like, what's a pirate doing all the way up here?
Yeah, I live on that. No one recognizes me. I go around, so.
Yeah. They recognize your voice. They you got a radio voice.
I don't. My voice sucks.
I think you have a nice voice.
Oh, that's very nice of you to say. Lastly, getting back to the musical thing here. Like 4th of July, Tchaikovsky, right? The 1812 Overture or something like that. Do you kind of go by? Which, that's inspirational, isn't it?
I have no idea what you said. I only know about the War of 1812. I don't know who wrote what during the War of 1812.
Yeah, it actually lasted until 1814. Did you realize that? The Battle of New Orleans was fought after the treaty was signed. But they didn't know it because they didn't have, like, Instagram back then.
Yeah, no one sent out a tweet. I just love that the British thought, like, oh, we lost in the Revolutionary War. Let's take them on again 30 years later, 40 years later. Let's do it again.
They sort of won. They burned down the White House.
Yeah, that's why we have the White House. Yeah, I mean, they didn't win. It was, what do we call it, a police offensive? Is that what they're going to call it?
They declare victory and get out. That was Vietnam.
Yeah.